If you like weird and strange history as much as I do, then I have the podcast for you. I'm Jason Horton, host of Strange Year. Each episode, I break down the strange history and cultural happenings during that year, like 1977, the Wow Signal, 1963, Three Tramps Theory, 1844, the Millerite Movement, 1997, the Phoenix Lights, 1896, the Shortest War, 2004, Benjamin Kyle, 1518, the Dancing Plague, 1985, the Move Bombing, 1972, Remote Viewing. So to get your weekly weird history fix, pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Strange Year wherever you listen to podcasts.
Death by Flying Car. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
For years, they've tried to invent a flying car.
Yeah.
All right. Cars are great. Flying's great. Why don't we put them together?
Yeah. Ever since they saw Grease and they saw the car flying into the horizon, they were like, we need to do this for real.
Which is very weird. I just watched Grease recently and saw that. And I saw that again and I was like, and I know it's like a musical thing, but it's just.
It's like a surrealist and Komodo 2 movie that's just 40 year olds in high school. Like, yeah. There's nothing special about it, you know?
Yeah. Everyone in there is like, look like a bunch of parents.
Mm hmm.
Just dressed in leather jackets.
But they weren't even, like, they look like our parents. Like, they look like they're younger than I am now, but they should be my parent. Yeah. So anyway, flying cars.
This is, I mean, we're around the same year because we're going to be talking about the Pinto. Are you familiar with the car, the Pinto?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My mother had one.
Yeah.
The mother that smoked while she was having, you know, she was having me.
What else is she supposed to do?
The one, she was driving around a Pinto that if you crashed in the back of it, it would explode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like a Volkswagen Beetle and Rabbit, too, yeah, right? They had the engines in the back.
The back, yeah. So a dangerous car. So they're like, you know what? This is the perfect car to slap some wings on.
Yeah, let's make this baby fly.
What can go wrong?
Nothing.
No, everything. Everything. No, keep listening. It's actually
amazing.
Turns out it's actually everything.
Everyone has one.
Henry Smolinski was like, I'm going to invent the flying car.
Yeah, what's
Watch
his deal?
Me. Well, he, in 1959, he joined Rocketdyne as a project engineer. So he had
engineering background.
He had engineering background. So
he's
it wasn't
like, because we usually will talk about these things and it's like a dude in a chair. You know, it's right. Like, it's usually like a guy with an idea.
That's a Lawn Chair Larry episode,
that's right.
Which I still think was, it was successful in that respect.
Yeah, he did fly.
He did. He did fly. I mean,
and he came down alive.
Yes,
yeah,
so
also a feat.
He was more successful in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So Henry, he did have experience working in, you know, engineering, aerospace. He left to form his own company with his friend Hal Blake. Cool name, huh?
Yeah, just two first names is real names.
Very cool.
It's like I grew up with a guy named Doug Freddy, and my dad would be like, oh, the kid with two first names?
Oh, that's a cool name.
Doug Freddy.
They founded Advanced Vehicle Engineers in Van Nuys, California.
Oh,
you didn't see that coming. You didn't see that valley coming.
Nice, baby. It
Van
all happens.
Nizzle, which was very exciting to me as I was researching this. Anything that happens in California, especially in Van Nuys, is
of
like...
Of course it did, though.
I want to. This is just there. What used to be an amusement park in Van Nuys for a very short amount of time. I think we went to Valley Relics and
we saw some relics of that amusement park. My dad grew up in Van Nuys.
Yeah,
we went to Van Nuys High.
So Van Nuys is, if you're not from California, I like it. Van Nuys is great. You know what I mean? If you can afford like a condo, the only place I think I can afford it close by is Van Nuys.
It's just like the sprawling valley culture of LA. Like you think about the different parts of LA. I think from an outsider's perspective, it's like Bel Air, you know, Beverly Hills, and it's like Hollywood, like West Hollywood, and there's like downtown. It's a lot of we do a lot of stuff downtown because it's older. Well, the Van Nuys is this giant part of the valley that is kind of has been underdeveloped or developed slowly. It's a lot of earthquakey shit happening in there. It's its own beast.
So I think this is a perfect place. Plus, there's a lot of airporty type things in Van Nuys.
Yeah, you have room.
There's
you have room to experiment.
Also, I think Beverly Hills 90210, the original was, I think their set was in Van Nuys. I'm just throwing
just Van Nuys has a rich history and don't ever doubt it.
And this is, they've founded Advanced Vehicle Engineers, not
This is, it's advanced.
No, it's not baby stuff vehicle.
I like when they just take the name and they just throw the word advanced in
front
of it.
They're like mechanical, and it's like obviously.
So their first and only model of flying car was the AVE, Advanced Vehicle Engineers. Mizar, named after one of the stars that formed the Big Dipper's handle. So is it Mizar?
I don't know. Mizar?
I don't know.
But it's like the Big Dipper, because the North Star is also in the Big Dipper. They're like, we're not going to call it the North Star. Uh-huh. No, we're going to call it, what's the star that's kind of part of the handle? Kind of low-key? The Mizar star.
Is that Mizar? What it is?
I don't know.
Well, then that's what it's called.
Okay.
So they take a regular car, and they just slap an airplane on top of it.
Why? We don't need more than this. These cars are almost perfect. Almost.
Well, they do modify them both. It's not like they take the car and then modify the plane, or they take the plane and modify the car. They put four more
cup holders in.
Yep. They have an 8-track that can play whatever.
You can have a sunroof or not.
Yeah. So they just fit them, like retrofit them together, and then they just take off down the runway, come down a few hundred miles at another airstrip, detach from the airframe, and then drive the car away. So it's...
I can't even... Who got in this car?
unfortunately, the inventors, as you'll find out.
You know what? I respect that, though. They didn't send someone else in there. They're like, well, let's get in this shit.
Nope. Henry and Hal did it. The prototypes of the Mizar were made by sawing up a Cessna Skymaster.
Naturally. And I've been up in a Cessna. Have you?
No, but that's like a... Is that a seaplane?
It's a...
Land, you can land on...
Yeah. Cessna, they're just like a, two-seater. But my brother has a pilot's license, and he took me up when he was a teenager, and I was also a teenager. And I know, it's like, how about you go up with your brother that you fight with constantly, that you still have like bite marks on your arms from? He's going to take you up in this tiny tin can that there's still an ashtray in, because...
That's how old it was.
Only time I've really feared for my life.
The Skymaster's cabin and front engine were removed, and the rest of the plane attached to the Pinto. The wings sitting over the roof, and the pusher engine snuggling up against the hatchback. The Pinto was backed into the airframe, and four high strength.
Yeah, not low, not medium.
No. Self-locking pins were used to hook everything together.
Just pins, though. There's still pins. I know,
but there's four of them. The driver's controls were adapted so that in flight, the driver pilot could control the airframe's ailerons by turning the steering wheel right or left, and the elevator by pushing and pulling the wheel. This seems
very advanced, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
There was pedals to control the rudder that were also installed, and all the flight controls inside the car
were... It's like they reverted backward. It's like all of the car's technology, they're like, we don't need this shit.
Yeah, I don't understand. We're attached to the airframe via connections that ran underneath the driver's side of the car. The Pinto's dashboard was outfitted with flight instruments like airspeed and rate of climb gauges and altimeter. Right?
Yeah, but also I just want to say a Pinto too. They're like, what's the least sexy car that we can do this with? They didn't want to do it with a Cadillac or something.
I think it might have to do with how kind of big boxy? And strong and bulky.
Okay.
Strong and bulky they were, I would imagine.
An SUV? Blinged out Uber XL?
No.
Right.
They didn't have Uber back then.
No, she shut up.
They didn't. A directional gyro, a fuel pressured gauges, a throttle, and radio navigation equipment. Cool. Easy.
Great.
Nope, not at all. The Mizar could use both the car engine and the aircraft engine for the launch to shorten the takeoff roll.
Okay.
It's almost, you know how an electric car will have both gas and electric. So it's kind of like sharing these two things at once. I guess it's like somewhat of a pioneer of that, at least how it sounds. Once in the air, the craft had a cruising speed of 130 miles an hour, a range of 1,000 miles, and a ceiling of 12,000 feet. Upon landing, the car's brake system would stop the craft on just 530 feet of runway. Again, I think all of this is, on paper, sounds good.
I guess. But even, saying a car's brake system is going to stop an airborne car from careening into a road seems crazy.
On an early test flight conducted by the pilot Charles Red Genese in 1973...
Of course.
The right wing strut mounting attachment failed not long after takeoff. Rod knew turning the craft would put too much stress on the unsupported wing and might rip clean off. So he had to put the Miser straight down in a bean field and drive the vehicle airframe still attached back to the airport.
I bet just Red loved all of this. It's like from his war days. Yeah. He fucking loved it. He rode that missile down.
They got tons of publicity, though. Mm-hmm. And people were like, hey, listen, this seems like as close as we're going to get. It's the 70s. Everything is great. Cigarettes are good for you.
Exactly.
This is perfect. And
the Miser. Is that 70s or
later? Late 90s. I think late 80s or 90s, yeah. Miser became a hard-to-ignore sensation, and Galpin Ford Sepulveda. We know Galpin Ford.
Yeah, we do.
Right? Yeah.
Galpin Ford got in on it?
Yeah, so this is now the North Hills area, signed on as a national distributor.
Wow.
Wow, they were just like...
They're like, we've got some really modest Toyotas that you could peruse, or we have this flying Pinto that we also have on the market.
As long as they're high strength pins.
Exactly.
Smolinski, who's the creator, he wooed the public with sales pitches and press conferences, promising a vehicle that was simple. There's a quote from him. A woman can easily put the two systems together or separate them without help.
A woman?
Yeah.
Without help?
Yeah. We're dealing with cars.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We're dealing with cars. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Flying. Get back to scrubbing that bathtub.
It was also pretty affordable. $15,000. That's not bad. Doesn't that sound really cheap?
For an airborne death trap?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The $4,000 for the car, $5,000 for the air engine, and $5,000 for the airframe. You know what I mean? So it seems like pretty
it's
doable.
Like Christmas came early.
Disaster. One of the press conferences foreshadowed tragedy as the LA Times reported, quote, the room was full of skeptics and some technical questions were not fully answered. The air car people acknowledged there are problems, but we feel we have the answers, they said. That's just is it safe? He's like, I have a good feeling about this.
I feel like a lot of things are always happening. Do I want to market it as something that is revolutionary?
Maybe.
No.
Oh.
I don't have that kind of self-esteem.
Yeah.
Go, you know.
And then to fix all the problems, they went to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Okay.
And they got a bunch of bonus episodes.
Mm-hmm. That help them through. Listen, you can listen to podcasts on your commute in the air or on the road.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Put those earbuds in and just like go for it. Van Nuys, wherever you're trying to get.
There's tons there.
Galpin will take care of you.
And
Galpin Toyota.
They're not a sponsor, but we're giving them a freebie anyway.
We're plugging them.
And if you could rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts, that'd be great. And you can also message us. If you got pictures of a Pinto intact.
Pinto pics.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
some old school pics.
Pinto pics.
Check us out on Instagram, Ghost Town Pod.
Yeah. Do you think Elon Musk saw this flying car when he was a child? Yeah. He was sitting on his...
He's like, I will... What's his voice sound like?
I will... He's very... mono, but he's like lower. It's like monotone. I will build cities under Van Nuys. Yeah.
And I will date celebrities. So let's get to the summer 73, baby.
Oh, let's get there.
Another prototype with a different plane engine was unveiled and taken for a series of taxi and flight tests over a span of 3 months at the Ventura County Airport.
Nice.
On September 11th. No comment. Note, Rebecca's laughing. I'm not.
Okay, I'm good.
Janice, Red. He's back. Red is back.
His first name, Janice?
No, his last name's Janice.
Oh, okay, Red. Red, Beanfield Red.
Yep. Was not available conveniently for a scheduled test flight.
He had a prior commitment.
So you know what? They're going to put the money where their mouth is.
Yeah,
Smolinski and Blake, which is Henry and Hal, took the Miser up themselves. They're like, we believe.
Good. You know, I do really respect that.
I do. No, I do.
I respect those fucking dumb idiots.
They frontlined it.
Mm-hmm.
According to Matt Grisham, who was the airport manager, the men had made an agreement with the airport that they would notify him before each flight so he can alert local police, fire officials, let everyone know, listen, this is something
everyone
very nuts is going to be happening here.
Something apeshit is happening in your vicinity. Gather around.
So, of course, Henry Smolinski made no contact with them. Mm-mm. And he's like, I was just going to do it. We're good.
Yeah, he doesn't want to, like, stress people out, you know?
And after watching the Mizar take off, Grisham ran to the air control tower to radio the craft. As he neared the tower, he heard the airport's crash horn shriek, and he turned to see a column of thick black smoke rising up mm-hmm. from below where the Mizar should have been.
Ooh.
The alarm had been lit by Danny Edwards, an air traffic controller in the tower, who had been watching the Mizar through binoculars. About 2 minutes after takeoff, he saw the craft's right wing fold in. The Mizar twisted, then fell with various parts flying off. Another witness was on his lawn, and he watched the plane fall, the plane car fall.
Plane car.
Strike the top of a tree, crash onto a pickup truck parked in the street, and burst into flames.
Hit four cows.
Smolinski and Blake. Smolinski had a broken finger, and Blake had a boo-boo on his head. Nope, both killed instantly.
I knew when you said boo-boo that you were lying to me.
According to local coroner, though, he wasn't able to determine, if they died from the crash industry's burns or smoke inhalation.
It was probably
it doesn't really matter. Yeah,
it's a mix and match.
After the investigation of the National Transport Safety Board reported that this particular version of the Mizar had several problems. I mean,
oh, you think? Oh, thanks for the investigation. Yeah.
Even though the Pinto was not a large car, the Mizar was just too heavy. It already overgrossed weight without passengers or fuel. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, if you're like in a 90-pound six-year-old, mm-hmm. that's your best bet.
Great, good.
And no fuel.
Will you put a small, like, pit bull puppy in there?
Yeah, that's
good to go.
They also found loose parts, and an earlier problem reared its head again.
It's like, what were these people doing all this time?
I think it probably, it sounds like from, Galpin Ford saying I'm interested in press conferences.
Oh,
and then the thing is like
Theranos almost.
It's like, we're feels successful. People are believing in us. Therefore it will be.
We're going to do it. We're going to ignore the obvious problems because we are engineers and we should kind of see them, but that slows down the momentum. You're right.
So now that Henry Smolinski died, the Mizar project was shelved and the AVE was shut down. It's easy to say that the Pinto, a car famous for being a death trap itself, mm-hmm. on the ground,
without wings and an engine, the car is unsafe.
But he did make it fly even for a few moments when so many others tried to get their flying car off the ground.
Sure.
He did it. He did it. So there was a bit of success in that, but I think mm-hmm. it was just overlooking so many things.
Yeah.
There's plane and there's car.
Yeah. This little bit of success is really negated by the deaths and failures.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're a glass half full type of person, like, get it. But I gotta go.
There's our Mizar. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.